Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Has begun. I am Gable Morenci, and I'm on the grid. So is the raging redhead, Cam Stewart. Let's do this thing. We've got a ton of stuff to get to. We've got Olympic action going on. We got Major League Baseball action going on. The NBA draft is later in the week, and the deals have already started. There's more rumors right now in the NBA than a high school cafeteria the day before prom. The raging redhead, Cam Stewart, ready to break it down. We've got Dave Sharapan, who will step up, and then we'll talk some Olympic action with Dave. Aaron Rodgers, and that drama seems to be coming to a close. There's a lot of other drama going on in the National Football League, and of course, there's a lot of Olympic drama as well. What's going on, Cam?
Hey, Gabe, what's happening, man? I hope the weekend was good. No, you said it. Unbelievable. John Rahm, you know, from a golf perspective, testing positive twice for COVID. Now he's out. Like, I'm like, what the hell's going on here? DeChambeau, I really don't care if he was in the Olympic, right? Big baseball card tonight. We'll see what happens there. I don't know, man. It's just pretty weird stuff. I don't understand these stories. You go get these tests. Again, I have no idea what's up, what's down these days, buddy. No clue.
Yeah, I don't really understand how this is like the third time this has happened to John Rahm either.
Yeah.
Like how many times can you get COVID?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know.
I thought about that. How many times can this happen to this guy? I don't understand. So I think basically John Rahm's been walking around with COVID for the last year and a half.
Probably.
Because he gets tested. Sometimes he has it. Sometimes he doesn't. I don't know. I can't explain. I've given up on it either. I've given up, Cam, because I thought about them. Didn't he just, have to leave a tournament? Is he vaccinated?
He was going to win. Yeah, double vaccinated. That's the thing.
Is
I was watching
John Rahm vaccinated? Do you know? Did he say I'm vaccinated?
Yes. He's vaccinated. I saw the clips. He is vaccinated. After he had that lead, remember, he was going to win the Memorial Tournament and basically gave it to Cantlay because he had COVID. He had a 6-shot lead. For people that don't remember, he was a lock to win that tournament.
Yeah, I won.
Exactly. Yeah, right. It was the best week ever. I'm like, hey, thank you, Rahm. And then so he gets, you know, and then he wins the U.S. Open. And remember, it was crazy because he had to go through that threshold before the waiting period, and then he still won that tournament. So now he gets it again.
Yeah, but it's a pile of crap.
That's what I'm saying.
Because if he's vaccinated, it's like Ducharme. Ducharme's vaccinated.
That was my answer.
That's exactly the whole point. If you get vaccinated, it's like, suck it. Yeah, I got COVID, but it's not my problem anymore. It's your problem.
Right? It is.
But it should be a day. Basically in the NFL, they said, the new protocol, if you're vaccinated, you test positive. They're like, we'll do another test the next day, and we'll get you back in within 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like this. I don't know, Cam. I've given up on this. I don't want to talk about it. Just, you know, we're all COVIDed out, but and Prattle called out. But I don't understand it either, buddy. I'm like, how many times can John Rahm have to leave a tournament because of COVID? It's like every month. It's like a once a month thing. It's like if you bet on him now, Cam, you have to wonder. I don't know, man. Is he going to test positive? Like the guy's clearly, he has COVID. He's a walking COVID magnet, this guy.
I don't know. Yeah.
Like he's probably vaccinated and it's just stuck to him, Cam.
Just to say. COVID's like my arteries. He just sticks around. Saturated fats. It's not going anywhere.
Shout out to all of our radio affiliates. I am Gabe Lorenzo. We're kicking it with a Raging Redhead Cam Stoll. We're going to get into the baseball board, get you caught up to date with the Olympic schedule that's coming up. Women's tennis tonight. Got a lot of women's tennis, like the pro tennis, like Osaka and Pitsova, and all. They're all playing tonight. So women's tennis gets real. I guess it's day three, I believe, of women's tennis action in the Olympics. But now, like, everybody started to play. I know Naomi won her first match, but
she looked
big
good.
News. So obviously there's been a lot of big news as far as COVID is concerned in the National Football League, but and it's one of the reasons why, Cam, that if I'm an NFL coach, I'm even madder. Like the more this goes on, the more I double down and get madder about this. I'd be like, guys, look at John Rahm. Guy wants to win a gold medal for Spain. He can't right now. Right? Like there's all kinds of like, you know what I mean? You see this over and over. But on Saturday night, Cam, as you stated, a lot of stuff going on Saturday night. I see the news that Bryson can't go to Tokyo, test positive for COVID. No one in the media talked about John Rahm. Like, I saw the Bryson story, Cam. I didn't see Rahm's story until like 2 or 3 hours later. And I see Bryson, and they're like, oh, yeah, and John Rahm. I'm like, what do you mean, and oh, yeah, and John Rahm? He's the effing favorite. And right away, Cam, I tried to move fast, buddy. I jumped in. I was like, oh, blah, blah,
blah, blah. Yep.
Morikawa. I thought it took me like 10 minutes. I was like, oh, my God, I got to check the odds, right? I got there. 7-1 I got.
Hmm.
So, but Morikawa was 10-1, Cam, before. John Rahm was 5-1. John Rahm was the favorite to win a gold medal. Morikawa, it sounds weird to say, we're talking about pro golfers. Yeah, Rahm was 5-1 gold medal. But Rahm was 5-1 to win a gold medal. Morikawa was the second choice at 10-1.
Correct.
I don't mind, Cam. I would rather have Morikawa at 7-1 with no John Rahm.
Yeah, and even if you like Bryson DeChambeau, we don't like him to win. But I'm just saying, he's scary. So you knock out two guys from the equation. The one thing about DeChambeau is sometimes he does show up, but yeah, I wouldn't have bet him anyway, but that's two guys out of the tournament. And I agree with you. I think you're getting a number at 7 on him, on Morikawa. I'm also looking at these guys. Dubsy had a nice tweet about Matsuyama winning this on this course twice as a junior, and Sun Jaim, guys who need to medal to avoid military.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Service is something I'm thinking about. Is it too much pressure, or am I betting on a guy that has, like, basically things can improve in his life if he does well? Big questions.
Hideki Matsuyama, this guy eats pressure like he eats sushi. No problems.
Yeah.
Some artists work.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Time Decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're kicking it with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. All right, we've got baseball to get to. The trade deadline is rapidly approaching. We've got buyers and sellers, of course, on the market in San Diego. Brought in Adam Fraser last night. There'll no doubt be more deals to come. It's a big week for the Toronto Blue Jays. They didn't handle the big week last week very well. We've got Olympic action, as we discussed. I'm counting on the tennis king, the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. In fact, actually, let's call her the Tennis Queen. You might have to call, we might have to call Cam's girlfriend, Lisa, up. She seems to have her finger on the pulse of the women's tennis tour, Cam. Any insight?
Sometimes. Yeah, no. She usually does it better after a couple drinks, too. That's when the bets start flowing. Usually flowing well. I'll never forget the time she went in for the Valero Texas Open, and she picked four guys. They finished second, third, and fourth. Guy's like, what the hell? Are you some kind of golf savant? No, no. Just like literally like blind throwing darts. Ryan Moore, Kevin Na, Charlie Hoffman. I'm like, where'd you get these guys from? Oh, no, just vibes. But anyway, we'll go through the women's tennis tonight for sure.
It sounds like what you're saying is, listen, Morenci, I'm not inviting her over to get drunk just to get a couple of tennis picks, all right?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, she's at home right now. I don't know. I give her a text. Who do you like in tennis? But, yeah, we'll see. I can handle things.
She's more of a vibe in-game tournament. You need to be sitting there with her, having a couple of drinks. She can have a feel. I swear to God, I remember years ago, Cam, we were at a bar in Los Angeles, and I was doing a live show. And it was UFC. And a couple of girls were there just literally, you know, hanging out. And they come on the show and stuff. We're picking fights. And we had the screen up of each fighter. And this girl, man, she went like 10-2. And it was all like, she goes, oh, this guy's scared. Oh, she goes, oh, I could tell. I dated a guy like this. He's a big whatever, big fraud, big wimp. Right? She's going down the list. He's like, never trust a dude with tattoos. Like, here. And she goes, oh, that tattoo. And I swear I got 10-2. I love the method of the madness. I thought about it the other day during a UFC card for some reason. I was like, man, I don't know where that girl is, man. I got to get her on and pick us some winners again. So, yeah, we've got stuff to get to. So, speaking of winners, I did not have this. I didn't bet on the skateboarding. But this is a pretty cool video here. So, here's this girl. She's this is from 6 years ago. 6 years ago. So, she's 7 years old, 7 years old, and she became a viral sensation because actually, I don't know, it's one of these deals when you see it, you're like, all right, she went off three steps. But even Tony Hawk at the time was like, whoa, it's a pretty cool heel flip this girl just did type thing. And she's wearing a fairy outfit, and she's like on the streets of Brazil. So here, let's roll the tape right here. A pretty cool video and cool story. Little girl takes a tumble a couple of times, and then boom.
That's amazing.
Yeah, if you actually roll it again, I didn't really realize. You realize the skateboard is like twirl.
Exactly.
Yeah, the skateboard moves. Not just she ain't going off the
step. I know, that's the thing.
That's like, what look, it does. Look at the skateboard. Look at it. It twirls.
I'm going to be honest with you. That is so impressive. Most seven-year-old girls would be afraid to walk down those steps, let alone try a trick on a skateboard.
Come on, honey. So, fast forward to today. She just won a silver medal in the Olympics.
Yep.
It's amazing. Right? 13 years old. 13 years old. Shout out to Sko in Michigan, who said he can't get his kids to stop pissing on his carpet right now. So he said, I'm not saying that.
I, Oh, that's so good. I can't get my kids kissing on my back. And this girl's, this girl's doing skateboard flips.
So I said, I tweeted, what an inspiration. She shows kids can do anything, right? He goes, I can't get mine to stop pissing on the damn floor.
Oh, that's fantastic. No, that is, see, that's the thing. I'm really glad
like,
you showed a video like that.
America, like you said, little kids, little wimps at the mall. I want this. I didn't like this. Oh, this video game sucks. And like, that's the problem. You wonder why? Like, North America sucks. We're getting our ass handed to us at the Olympics by the rest of the world right now. Little 12-year-old girl from Syria. This girl is living in Sharia law. They don't even want her to be an athlete. And she's like, suck it. I don't care. Right? She's 12 years old. She's got like ISIS and terrorists like taking over her country. She goes to the Olympics. You know what I mean, 12 years old, that's mental toughness, Cam. Mental toughness that can't be, like, quantified. You know what I mean? A 7-year-old girl, imagine, like, even me, Cam. If that was my daughter, like, and she's in her little fairy outfit, she's skating, I'm going to be in the Olympics. I'd be like, yeah, sure you are. Yeah, you are, honey. And I'd be thinking, yeah, no, you're not. Like, you're not going to the Olympics, right? But, like, no, she did. Like, these kids, it's unbelievable how many young kids are in the Olympics, man. I'm gonna tell you.
Here's the
thing.
Listen,
I wasn't one of these soft kids when I was 13 and stuff, but I was committing crime and stuff. I was a bad little kid, so I was determined for evil. I was like Krusty the Clown. Oh, here's your problem. You're on evil. Like you know, put me back on good on my back. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I wasn't bad. I just my goals, like my friends, we were stupid. Like we found ways to like, okay, let's create this net to create to hold this beer and use a pulley to get it up to the roof to start drinking. That's like not evil, just more like ways to like get alcohol when we're younger and have some fun. But anyway, here's the thing about these kids. These kids are fearless now. You're right. There's two types. The ones that are like going to whine and this and that and blah, blah. But you know what? I have so much respect. And if you watch that video again, the fact that she landed that at the age of 7, I don't think people understand how hard that is to do. That's a professional skateboard trick right there. So anyway, I got all the respect for her in the world. And well, most kids are sucking their thumbs. She's out winning medals. Pretty impressive.
Very, very impressive. You know what? The girl she lost to was 13 too. Oh, is it the Junior Olympics? Like what's wrong with you adults? No, I'm dead serious. Because I was thinking about that. Like, even I got sort of, I'm like, yeah, it's cute. But I'm like, they're like, right, she's 11, she's 12, she's 13. They're all kids. And I'm thinking to myself, well, they qualified. They beat the adults. Like, it's pretty pathetic. Like, think about that like, if you skated, it sucks. Like, it's anything. I see it with Guitar Cam. There's like kids, bro, just go on YouTube. There's like a 7-year-old girl, bro.
Know.
She plays like Yngwie Malmsteen and stuff. Like, I'm like, it's not like, how do you even do that? You're 7 years old. Like, how do you even understand like what's going on? Like, I don't understand how you're doing this type of thing. And it's amazing, man. Like, these kids are smart. Dude, you remember the other day, I don't know if you saw it, but it was the girl. She was the first African-American girl to win this the spelling bee.
Yes.
So she's like 13 years old type thing, 14 years old. Cam, she's also the Guinness Book World Record holder in dribbling a basketball. She can dribble like 7 balls at once. Like she's going to college. She's going to be a basketball player. Like she's a great basketball player. And she's the best speller in the world. And she's the best speller. Like it's pretty crazy. Like, and so I'm just thinking about that. Like imagine you've skated your whole life. You're on the X Games or whatever. It's like this girl is 13. She's already better than you. Like think about all the work you put in. And it's like you watch like a 12-year-old girl play and you're like, oh God, like.
You can't quit, though. These kids are special, though. They're phenoms, Gabe. They're phenoms. They're like, that's the thing. Like, it's just special in the gene pool, man. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, you see it. Like, that 5-year-old kid who can play the piano.
Determination is not God's gift, Cam. It's determination as well. Like, you can have, you're right. You have the talent, but no one's teaching this girl, oh, this is the key, and it goes from A to F to G to this. Like, she's got to learn it, and yep. For a 7-year-old to sit there, I'm going to learn Yngwie.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Malmsteen song? Come on, bro. Like you could give like Slash $1 million at Guns N' Roses. He'd be telling you, I can't play that. I don't want to play it, and I can't play it. And he goes, it's too fast anyways. He'd be like, yeah. It's too fast.
Sports info is everywhere. We cut through all the clubs.
All right, we'll get some baseball picks on the other side. All right, so the handicapping Olympics begins next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Time Decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morenci, kicking it with the Raging Redhead. Cam Stewart, SiriusXM Channel 204, shout out to all our AM radio affiliates, everybody watching us on our video, digital platforms as well. So, Cam, before we get into the baseball, let me ask you, with the Olympics going on, I don't know if you've gone crazy betting them, so I was going to ask you, like, have you bet on, like, a crazy sport that you regretted? Like, what's the craziest thing you bet on over the weekend in the Olympics, if anything?
I can't lie. I didn't make any Olympic bets. I bet a couple of fights in the MMA that actually didn't work out very well. I did in-game live on Saturday. I had Sandhagen in parlays. That didn't work out at all. What else did I do? Golf was good for the most part. Johnny Vegas came second, though. He didn't win. Okay. Would have been nice. We didn't have Cam Champ. I can't lie. All I bet in the Olympics so far, I put some futures in for golf, and I'm betting these softball sides and totals. Other than that, I've not made any other, like, crazy bets. I can't lie.
So you don't have Olympic fever then?
Not really. I don't have Olympic fever now.
Listen, it's almost sad, actually. You guys, you want to talk about a bad beat? Oh, my God. There's so many of them, I don't even – whatever. Who watched in our chat to tuning in? Who was up last night? I guess it was 4:20 Eastern time. It was 4:20 Eastern time, so it's like 7 in the morning, whatever. I was up. I was watching Canada. It was Canada versus Serbia, women's basketball. The point spread was Canada plus 3.5. Serbia won by 4, Kim.
Oh, yeah.
On one of the worst, like you can't make it up. Like Canada, bro, they were down. Canada were down by 3. The girl on Canada goes to the free throw line with like 6 seconds left. Okay, she hits 2 of them. Cam, fine. Canada fouls. Serbia scores. Serbia wins by 3. All right. Of course, she hits the first one, misses the second one. All right. There was a girl on Serbia who was cherry picking. She was all the way down the court. Serbia got the rebound and threw it down the court. Cam, the girl could have just stood there and dribbled it.
No.
She waited. No. They were
no.
No, she didn't hit the 3. They were up by 3. They were up by 2. They were up by 2. Let me re-explain for people that are like, pay attention. So,
no, I didn't watch.
Canada are down by 3.5. They're on the free throw line with like 6 seconds left. If they hit 2 free throws, they're down by 1. If they foul again, Serbia only get to 3 and Canada cover. The girl misses the free throw, but there's a on Canada. So now they're down by 2. They're down by two with like 4 seconds left, but the clock is going. No one has a timeout left. And basically, Serbia throws the ball down the court to a girl that was just chair standing alone down there. And she could have just dribbled the clock out. Like, there was three, two. It was going down. And at the last second, she decided to, like, lay it in. So Serbia wins by four. The point spread is 3.5. Like, wow. You can't. And it's like, even in the stupid Olympics, you get screwed over in the last second. It's like 6 a.m. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Watching this stuff at 6 a.m. Thank God I took Japan plus the 16.5 against Spain basketball. Rui Hachimura is on Team Japan. They only lost by 10. And that game went over the number. The total was 153.5. But my craziest bet, yeah, Luka Doncic, we were on the air last night. This guy's unbelievable. He scored 48 points last night. If he leads these guys to a medal, at this point, I don't know. I think I'm going to bet Slovenia to win a gold medal. You can't stop this guy. It's impossible to score 48 points in an international game. And a guy shows up and drops 48. The USA can't beat France. So, but I'm going to say the craziest thing I bet on women's water polo and I lost. That's not crazy, though. But I bet on archery.
Yeah, I like archery.
Yeah, archery is very frustrating to watch when you bet on it. Like, it's very frustrating. Like, it's fun to watch at first.
Yes.
But when you have money on it, you start to get mad. Like, I'm like, you stupid. Like, how do you miss that by that much? Like, I had USA versus Japan. Japan beat them. Dude on Japan was like, bullseye, 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 bullseye. You know that arrow is coming in, guys, 149 kilometers an hour.
Yeah.
No, 189. No, you're
honest.
189. Yeah. Like, they could kill you, like, right between the eyes.
Kill you? That arrow goes right through you. 189. That's what it does. It kills wild boars and bears, let alone human beings. Those things, and the way they make them now, it's like the old days. Like, you know what I mean? Like, these things got no way. Like, they come in hot. Archery's scary. Now, I used to do a lot of archery back in the day. When I was younger, I used to, like, use a bow and arrow all the time. I know people. It's crazy.
They were really far, too. It's not like it's close, like a dartboard. It's not like
– yeah.
I think they were 1,500 – it was far. They were like 1,500 feet or so. It was like a long-ass range thing. It was big, bro. Like, and it's windy, right? So the conditions are there, right? So I understand it. And I think that was an advantage to the Japanese, actually, because they know the wind. It's their wind. They train in that wind. If you're an American dude, you're like that. Anyone that's watching the Olympics, if you'll notice, it's freaking windy there. Like all the events, you'll notice the flags are going, it's windy. And it's like the San Francisco Giants or the 49ers. They're used to the wind. We talk about it in golf, right? Like they're used to that wind. It's like, all right, we know the wind at this time of the day is like this and like that. It's just that little thing. Japan, it's no coincidence Japan is doing so well. Japan is really doing well in the Olympics so far. So let's get into the baseball board, though, here. We got the trade deadline coming up later in the week. There's a lot of teams playing tonight that are in seller mode. So it's interesting. I almost want to kind of fade these teams coming into tonight. So let's start off with the Washington Nationals and the Philadelphia Phillies. The Nationals got swept over the weekend, which is a clear sign that they're done. Max Scherzer is available. We'll see who else is. I don't think they're going to clean house, but Scherzer, they'd like to dump, say, a Corbin, some of these arms that they have. Taking on the Phillies tonight, Cam. Kind of a short price. Spencer Howard on the hill against Ross. Neither of these guys are ever going to win a Cy Young, I'll tell you that. Total is 9.5. Neither of these teams can hit right now. What do you think? I like the Phillies, minus 134.
So do I. I like the Phillies 134, too. I think it's a short price. As for that, just quickly on the Olympics basketball with Slovenia, what was the line with them in Argentina when they won by 18? What was the closing
it
line?
It opened. Slovenia opened up at -5, but the entire world bet on Luka, and it closed at 7.5.
Wow, and they still cover. I bet that team total.
The total was 178.5, and every game had gone under. All right, like the Olympics, they're not getting there. Like the games are getting into the mid-160s type of thing, low 170s. Dude, they scored 118 points. Like Slovenia scored 118 points. Like they gave up 100, something to keep your eye on moving forward. The USA number right now is up to 41.5 against Iran. USA and Iran basketball on Wednesday night. Number opened up at 37.5. It's up to 41 now. Yeah.
Steam.
Point differential comes into play, but Cap, I'm leaning with Iran, as crazy as it sounds.
Yeah.
How the hell is USA going to win by 42? Against who? They wouldn't beat a team for the TBT by 42 right now. Like, the USA might win by 28, 31. You want to lay, you want to lay 43 points?
No.
Like, say, all right, no, they're going to win. They got to win by 42 to win the bet. I get, like, people are underestimating Iran. I'm not saying Iran are good, but, like, if Iran can score 40-something points, they're going to cover. All right, so... All right, so let's get into this baseball here. So, yeah, you like the Phillies tonight?
I like the Phillies. Yes, I do. I think the Phillies are in a good spot. You talked about Washington. They're ice cold. Hey, the thing is, we don't have to lay crazy amounts of juice. I think Philadelphia is the play tonight. Already put it in, Gabe. I've already bet it. Phillies made the card.
Guys, the Washington Nationals, as we stated, they've hit the wall. They know their future's okay. They got a lot of good young players, but they want to get rid of some of the old guys. Scherzer's a free agent. He's 37. He's got to go. They've lost four in a row. It's one of those weeks now where a lot of guys on teams, they're going to be distracted, man. You know what I'm saying, Cam? How many guys, like Fraser last night with Pittsburgh, how happy do you think he was? It's like, are you kidding me? I'm out of Pittsburgh. I'm going to San Diego. Awesome. Right? Like, so guys are going to be on their phone in the clubhouse before, not thinking about the opposing pitcher. They're going to be like, dude, are you getting me out of here or what? What's going on? Like, what's up with that deal with the Twins? Like, are they getting me out of here? Like, you know what I mean? There's all kinds of distractions going on for teams right now. So, for the records, the Nationals have lost four in a row. For whatever reason, Kev, these teams are 6-2 to the under on the season. They played 8 games. It's gone under 6 times. The total's 9.5. You got 2 gas cans on the hill, but I don't really see either team hitting all that much, to be honest. Kind of lean with
I agree
under.
With
and
that.
The Nationals are 4-0 to the under in the last 4-2.
I agree with that. The only reason I haven't bet the under is because late in the game. The problem with the Nationals, that bullpen's not major league worthy. Like, I could see this being actually like a 4-3 type of game and then explosion. Yeah, I see the Phillies bullpen isn't great either, but I would lean under, but I'm playing the side. The Phillies at 34 cents is good enough for me.
It's a fair price. I agree. All right, so we're in agreement there. With the Philadelphia Phillies, I don't even know if I'm going to ask you. So, is it a gut pick, vibe pick tonight, or a homer pick as to why you like the Blue Jays tonight?
It's basically a combination of everything you said. But
you do,
of course,
them.
I do. I love them, Coney Hatch. Your favorite opening band.
Why not?
Let me tell you something, though, quickly. We got 30 seconds to the break. This was the exact same pitching matchup when Coney Hatch was laying 50 cents last week, and the game didn't get played. Now I'm getting them at plus 120. Shame on me. I'm taking the Toronto Blue Jays plus 120. Go Hatch.
Man, you got a Toronto Blue Jay tattoo somewhere?
He loves the Jays. On Saturday versus the Mets, we cleaned up. Run line.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to take care of yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps. Ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Morency, throwing it down, SiriusXM Channel 204 Sports Grid Radio Networks. Cam Stewart alongside. We've got Dave Sharapet, who will join us in the 7 o'clock Eastern hour. We're taking a look at the Major League Baseball card right now. And FanDuel has the Philadelphia Phillies minus 134, the Washington Nationals plus 114. Me and Cam are in agreement. We are on the Philadelphia Phillies. Toronto Blue Jays. So we're up against it. We brought it up, and I didn't even have to ask Cam who he liked. And we knew. And so he likes the Toronto Blue Jays this evening. Thatch makes his debut tonight. Not his Major League Baseball debut. He pitched last year, but this year's debut. As Cam alluded to, this was the game that was canceled the day after they got smoked last week. So Blue Jays are plus 120. Red Sox minus 142. Nick Pavetta, total 11.5, Cam. And you like the Bluebirds.
I do like the Bluebirds. Hey, and nothing against Boston. Congratulations. The Red Sox, they're a hot baseball team. They take care of business against the Yankees. Won't be the
they're
same against the Blue Jays.
They're only
no, I know. Am I not giving the Red Sox credit? I'm giving them credit. Now you're playing Toronto after a series against the Yankees that you get up for. When this line was the last time, it was reversed. Hatch was laying minus like 150. It was ridiculous. Now you're getting plus 120. I'm going to take the Blue Jays in the dog position. Hey, the Red Sox are hot. I'll give them all the credit in the world. This team is on fire. They're finding ways to come back. I don't trust Pavetta. I would have taken the over, but it steamed to 11.5. It opened up at like 10.5 early, then 11 and 11.5. I'm not sure if we can get 12 runs in this game, but I'll take the Blue Jays. I'll take my chances.
I want the Blue Jays to do well. I like the Blue Jays. I'd like to see them do well, and I hyped them up, you know, coming out of the All-Star break, but they've stumbled coming out of the All-Star break. So the Red Sox are 5-2 in their last 7 against the Jays. Of course, the Toronto Blue Jays do return home on Friday, so later in the week. But I get it as far as Boston is concerned and Pavetta, Cam. Pavetta pitched in that game that was a blowout when we were on the Jays last week. He was on the hill, so it was pretty easy for him. He had an 8-0 lead after the second inning, and he still gave up a couple of hits and runs. But I get the angle that it's somewhat of a letdown after playing. But you know what? That was at Fenway yesterday, Cam. So it's not like they're coming home and they won at Yankee Stadium. I like the Red Sox here tonight. I think the Red – listen, there's a reason why the Red Sox – and the Giants are the second most, the two most profitable teams in baseball, along with the Mariners. Nobody believes them. And all they do is win, and the number is short. The way I look at this game is the Toronto Blue Jays are an average team who are struggling right now with a pitcher making his season debut against the first place Boston Red Sox, who just smashed up a no hitter in the eighth inning, came back against their hated rivals, are cruising, and no. They can start putting a nail in teams' coffins if they keep this up. We're going to go head-to-head on this one. I'm going to take the Boston Red Sox.
That's fine. No, I'm not going to talk you out of it. Boston's a hot team. It's not a crazy price. I just like the situation for Toronto. I think Boston, just one of these games, I think it's a letdown spot tonight, but I'm not going to take anything away from Boston the way they've been playing. And, hey, they've been great. Like, we'll talk about another team in a couple games. I'll explain the situation, the same type of thing, when everyone's betting against them and see what they've done. So, you know, things change in baseball very quickly. But Boston, full marks.
Things change very quickly in baseball.
Cam's they do.
They're going to change today.
They do.
They haven't changed. They haven't changed for San Francisco. They haven't changed for Boston. Right? They haven't.
Yeah.
Like, they just keep winning.
No. But that's the thing. I bet San Francisco. I bet Boston against the Yankees like all weekend long. I think the Red Sox are amazing. I'm just betting the Blue Jays tonight as a dog. And, you know, we'll get to this game. I don't want to skip it. But this is the funny thing. We do the market watch. And I was like, oh, Detroit. They're making everybody money hand over fist. Yeah. Then they get swept by Kansas City. That's life. That's the way things go. Oh, they're world beaters. Are they? They're in a situation where they win at home, then they go on the road. And now all of a sudden Kansas City's won 5 games in a row. And they're dog crap? See, this is the thing. It's ebb and flows all the time. So I'm not just going to bet a team, oh, they're on a heater. Huh? They're doing this and this. Yeah, well, that comes to a quick end. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
So,
yeah.
You know, and this has nothing to do against Boston. Boston, it's a good price tonight. Nick Pivetta, he beat the Jays before. I'm just making a case for the dog. And like the next game, Gabe, Cincinnati and the Cubs, you think I'd be betting Cincinnati? I got a lot of issues with Cincinnati. Like this team, they can't hold a lead. They have horrible mid relief. I'm actually going to bet the Cubs tonight. Like, I will only juice with the Cubs, a team that everyone thinks have quit. They're at home. I don't trust Cincinnati. That's the thing. I wanted to take Cincinnati as a dog, but the more I looked at this game, I'm like, this team's horrible too. Like, we talked about it earlier. They're disappointing. Like, the Reds have had major opportunities to get better. They just keep on losing. They got smoked by St. Louis. They have horrible pitching. Nothing's good with these guys. And I got to be honest with you, and you talked about this guy too. Hendricks has been pretty good for Chicago. I think he's one guy you can count on. So I'm going to take the Cubs tonight against the Reds.
Well, I'm going to surprise you. I can't believe this. We're going to go head-to-head again because I like the Reds. But I like the under. You raised a lot of good points as far as Hendricks is concerned. And Miley. Mm-hmm. Both and the Reds blow. I'm not disputing that the Reds don't suck. I totally, you know, I'm aware of that. But, and look. The Reds have only won 3 games since the All-Star break.
I know. They suck. They're horrible.
The All-Star break. But yes. I like the Reds, but not enough to take them. It was one of those deals. Because I think the Cubs are a fade this week. But I do like the under in this game, Cam. And you talked about it with Hendricks. Hendricks over his last 7 games, his ERA is 2-1-1. Same thing. How about this, too? You know, Wade Miley, guys, like for the last 2-3 months has been rock solid. Over his last 12 starts, he's got a 2.7 ERA and an even three FIP. Give me a doctor, Dr. FIP. So he's got a 3 FIP.
Was it Mr. Pip? Mr. Pip?
Yeah.
That's Dr. Pepper? Yeah, it's Mr. Pip. I don't know. I drink that.
Mr. Pip. I don't understand. Like, I never heard of it before either. I don't know what Dr. Pepper did to upset New York City, but they're not down with it. Like, you're like, no they're not Dr. Pepper.
It's Mr. Pibb town. I can agree with you.
They don't want to be.
I can agree with you. Yeah,
I like Dr. Pepper. I can agree with that. The first sip.
Yeah.
That first sip of a Dr. Pepper, you're like, it's pretty good. And then it gets flat too fast. Like, right away.
Yes.
Like,
that's what I told you about the Pepsi. That's what I told you about the Pepsi recipe. I'm like, what is this guy doing when you're making this stuff? You don't put bubbles in it anymore? You're trying to save money? Anyway, you're right. The first sip of a Dr. Pepper with like Crown and Coke, people have, like Crown and Dr. Pepper, Gabe, the first one is glorious. After that, you're like, this drink sucks. You're right. It gets too sweet, no carbonation. It's brutal. But yeah, I could agree with the 8.5 under in this game. Yeah. I like the Cubs. It's a little bit of a leap of faith with the Cubs, but I don't trust Cincy.
I'm not going to take a side here either because you are right, and I do agree with you. They both suck. Why force it? I do like the under. When I looked at the game, I'm like, oh, you know what? I like the under here, actually. I think it'll be a lower scoring game. So far, I've got the Phillies, I've got the Red Sox, and I've got the Cubs and the Reds under the number. Now you got you mentioned the Royals, Cam. White Sox and Royals. Any opinion on this one? Dallas Keuchel.
I do.
Here against Mike
Minor. I do have an opinion. I'm actually going to go to Kansas City again. And slowly but surely, Kansas City's rattled off 5 straight wins. It's kind of like they're settling down and playing with house money. I know the White Sox will be a popular play tonight at only minus 124. This is the game, Gabe. I think that's the ultimate trap game. I think, you know, you look at the White Sox and go, I can't believe this line. It's short. It's short for a reason. Kansas City's playing good baseball, especially at home. They swept the Tigers away. I'm getting plus money on this team. I'm going to go with Kansas City tonight. They've been good to me. Right. Detroit, they were a hot team till they met the Royals. The Royals actually have something going on right now. Give me the Royals. This is my trap of the night.
I love it. I love the all over the place with this. I'm not going to bet on a team just because they're on a heater and have won five or six in a row.
Yeah.
But Detroit, now here you are.
No, but I mean it.
They're hot.
Listen what I said, though. Everyone was on, like, Detroit. We did the market watch, but then they went into Kansas City. And
you're right,
Detroit, you know what Detroit was? They were beating up teams like Texas. It was great.
Okay.
We were making money
I'll give you that. I don't have a problem with your Royal pick. I'm not taking it, but I'll tell you what.
Okay.
And I'm sure you'll agree with this. I'm buying into Detroit tonight, plus 148, bounce back against Minnesota. Now people think Detroit sucked again. Oh, they got swept. They suck again, plus 148. You know who sucks? Minnesota suck. All right?
Yeah, they do.
And Minnesota already traded Nelson Cruz. There's talk about them trading Buxton as well. Guys, Minnesota, like the Reds, they've won three times since the All-Star break. They're 3-8, guys. And so they played 11 games since the All-Star game, and they've won three of them. And now they traded Cruz. There's more to come. If you're on Minnesota, you want to get the hell out of there right now. And then you get Detroit rolling into town, who have been playing good baseball. Yeah, they got swept over the weekend, but I'm taking the Tigers plus 148. In fact, let me take a look at a run line, actually. What are we going to get on that? If it's plus 148,
oh, you do well.
You know what?
It's not bad at all. 26? And Minnesota's the home team? If I was going to do that, I'd split it up. And the thing is, like, why don't you just go for the money line? Because it could be a tight game. Minnesota's inflated. They should not be a buck 174. I totally agree with you there. I don't know who's going to win this baseball game, but Minnesota should be a buck 40, not a buck 174. I would look at the Tigers plus 1.5 for sure.
And wow, you want to talk? Is this so? I look forward to your take on this one. Is this the big Trout trap of the night? The old Bass special? Ohtani minus 152 versus the Colorado Rockies.
I haven't bet this game,
falling,
but
I'm falling right into the well, Cam. Call me Little Timmy. I'm betting.
Why? You like
what?
You like the Angels?
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, I like the Angels. They're coming.
I don't really like the Angels. I like Marquez as a pitcher for Colorado. He's been great for them. I don't trust the Angels. It's a short price. I'm not betting this game. Something tells me Colorado.
They can get over 500 if they win tonight.
Yeah. Doesn't mean they're gonna, but yeah, no, I see.
Well,
it's Ohtani pitching.
The guy on the hill.
I don't know. Yeah, no, he's good. I like Marquez though, Gabe. He's been called a bright spot for Colorado. I just don't trust the Angels' offense. There's something about that team. They just they're not very good. I won't buy into the Angels. I'm not buying in.
We know that Ohtani's 4-1 on the season, but at home, Ohtani at home, he's 3-0 with a 1.87 earned run average. The opposing hitter's only hit 192 against them. This has been an 8 home starts this year. The Angels are 5-2 straight up in his last 7 starts. They won 5 of Ohtani's last 5 of his last 7 starts. You got a terrible Colorado road team coming in here. Like they are epically bad on the road. Like, you know, listen, at home they're somewhat competitive, but what's their road record? 10-36.
Marquez. I think he's been pitching great. He's been pitching well. He's the one bright spot for those guys. He's been solid. That's all. That line is way too – something's telling you, Gabe, you've seen – it's not our first rodeo. Why are they a buck 52? You tell me. I don't want to have to rescue you at the bottom of the well, but I don't know, man. Something's telling me this game's got rotten fish smelled all over it there.
It's like Jaws, Cam. I'm a teenager going for a swim, and you're Roy Scheider. Don't do it. I'm like,
exactly. I agree with that. What do you think?
I like it.
Yeah, Houston and Seattle? I might take a shot with Seattle tonight. Yeah, okay, we'll get to that game after anyway. They're a huge dog tonight. Monster dog.
That game's in 3 hours, and we're on for another 2, so we'll save that.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying we're going through the board. That Angels game's at 9:39. This one's at 10:11. It's still in the second quadrant. Point. Yeah, thank you.
I just got excited about the price. Looking at that free money. money on Ohtani. Free.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Game time decisions continues. I think we need Big J Berman's take on the game. That's what I'm looking for. Now, he's going to sort of, he's a smart one here now. Jay's joined. Yes. Just since you know about that, I can't wait. See what Jay says about Ohtani at minus 152 against Colorado. Mm-hmm. And Dave Sharapan, the odds maker. And listen, it has that trap written all over it, doesn't it? Like, yeah, you can ask yourself, why is it only minus 152? Mm-hmm. If Colorado were as bad as they are.
Correct. I don't know. But, I didn't make the number, but I find it very weird. That's for sure.
But people, you know, are you going to bet a game because of the number?
No,
I get it. Better. Some people do.
You do whatever you want to do. If you think it's a good pick and the number doesn't scare you, sure. If you feel that you're afraid by it and it's a trap, you can avoid it. I'm not betting Colorado, or you can go the other way. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to leave this game be right now. I might change my opinion later on, but right now I want to stay away from that game.
All right, so what do you got here at 7 o'clock coming up?
I got the Phillies, like you, minus 134. I'm taking Coney Hatch and the Blue Jays plus 120. Like the over there, but I can't do it at 11.5. So give me the Blue Jays, give me the Phillies. That's what I'm doing early.
I'm going to take the Philadelphia Phillies, minus 134. I'm taking the Boston Red Sox, minus 142. I'm taking under 8.5, Reds and Cubs, Hendricks versus Miley, under 8.5, and I like the Detroit Tigers plus a run and a half, but that game's coming up a little bit later on. Early 7 o'clock games. Philadelphia Phillies, minus 135. Boston Red Sox, minus 145. And the under 8.5. And your propaganda people is getting to people in our chat. I see people, Colorado look good tonight. I said, name one thing that looks good.
And propaganda. I didn't say, number. Hey, this is the funny thing. These guys, I didn't say Colorado looks good. I didn't say Colorado. I said Colorado, it might be a trap with the Angels tonight. Colorado never looks good. Never. It's just a weird game.
You're right. You can argue the number's weird, but you can't say anything nice about Colorado. You can't.
Expert perspectives and actionable insights 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's the Winning Edge.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.